116. How can ISP be applied to a payment system that handles credit card and PayPal transactions? ISP can be applied by creating separate interfaces for credit card and PayPal payment processing. Each interface would include only the methods relevant to the specific payment method, ensuring that classes do not have to implement methods they don't need. 117. How would you handle changes in business logic without violating OCP? To handle changes in business logic without violating OCP, you can introduce new classes or modules to extend the existing functionality. For example, if a discount rule changes, instead of modifying the existing discount calculation logic, create new subclasses or strategy classes that implement the new rules. 118. Can you explain how LSP can improve code robustness? LSP improves code robustness by ensuring that subclasses can replace base classes without introducing unexpected behavior. This ensures that polymorphic code behaves as expected, making the system more predictable and reducing the risk of errors when new subclasses are introduced. 119. What is the role of SRP in reducing the risk of breaking changes? SRP reduces the risk of breaking changes by ensuring that classes have a single responsibility and thus only one reason to change. When a class only handles one aspect of the system, changes in other areas of the system are less likely to affect it, reducing the risk of introducing bugs. 120. How does following solid principles help in long-term software maintenance? Following solid principles helps in long-term software maintenance by creating a flexible, modular, and easy-to-understand codebase. As requirements change or new features are added, solid principles make it easier to extend or modify the system without causing disruptions, leading to reduced maintenance costs over time.